Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
As a home buyer in today's fast-paced real estate market, you need a competitive edge. You need an advantage that helps your offer stand out from the rest. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, the name really says it all. Unlike a pre-approval, we'll verify your assets, income, and credit to underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition before you even start shopping. As a strong, confident buyer, you can stay focused on finding the right place for you and your family, knowing you're approved by Quicken Loans. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Pat Boone here with a word about bank safety. You think your money in the bank is safe? Don't bank on it. A generation ago, bank account felt secure and they paid interest. This encouraged the virtue of thrift and saving. But today, bank accounts pay virtually nothing and have shifted from low risk to high risk. For example, did you know your money deposited in most U.S. banks could be subject to limited withdrawal and even confiscated by existing executive orders? Oh, yes. And that's just the first of 19 risks explained in a new 32-page white paper entitled Don't Bank on It. Still think your bank's deposits are safe? Get this vital new white paper now.
Call toll-free 800-519-6271. That's 800-519-6271. It's 800-519-6271.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA-estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better, like the 42 MPG Highway Cruise Eco. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome on a Friday. It's hard to believe on a Friday morning. But I guess when Monday comes, I'll say, wow, it's hard to believe it's a Monday morning. This is your humble host, Stu Taylor. And I'm, again, very delighted and appreciative to have you on again today. I honestly never, ever try to take any of these wonderful opportunities I have every day for granted. So now that I just need a box of Kleenex here so I can wipe the tears from my eyes, but now that I've cleared that up, let's move into the show itself. And I first want to, only because it's my show, hold on 1 second. First, I want to take an opportunity to say how personally happy I am with the pardon of a friend. I could say a friend, How do you define a friend? Somebody you speak with every day or somebody you've spoken with many times? Well, I'll define it either way you want, but I certainly have not met him personally, but we become good friends. A filmmaker and author, Dinesh D'Souza. You know, all those books on Hillary's America and how Obama's America and how they destroyed this country. I think those books, very, very effective in determining some of the votes of the election. Now, I'm going to cause it as I seize it, to use an old sports terminology point. I know Donald Trump is limited in terms of things it takes these corrupt politicians to learn all these years. I understand that. Sometimes I say, what? I raise my eyebrows. Trump was unfamiliar with Dinesh D'Souza? And Alan Dershowitz informed him who he was. And Dinesh D'Souza has done more than his share. I mean, I read his books, they come out. I read them from start to finish. There's another one coming out. I don't know the name of it. And when it's ready to pop, we'll have Dinesh on again today. Trump really didn't know who D'Souza was. So he went to Dershowitz. And Dershowitz, I think, did he does the honorable thing. Every time I hear him comment on a hot issue, he does the honorable thing. He tells you what he believes. He doesn't tell you what the majority of the swamp creatures want him to say, which is why there's been a lot of skepticism and question about his political thinking. He is a self-avowed civil libertarian, not a member of Black Lives Matter, not a follower of the progressive far-wing left. And I give him a lot of credit. Someone else, kind of like this, another lawyer, not quite as dramatic, but it's Jonathan Turley, I think, at George Washington University. You have to realize that people are caught up in the political spectrum. They're always on the networks. There's always the prodding or the temptation. And, I mean, I've only seen it from a limited perspective because the number of times I've been on television, it hasn't been to talk about politics, but when it has, I've made it very clear to Fox, to MSNBC, and to other networks about what my political position is. I don't try to hide it by saying, if I hide it, I can't come on. If I can't come on, so be it. I don't mind having a little fun, but I'm not going to sell myself out by passing myself off as a disgusting left-wing liberal. So why am I so happy? I'm happy because Trump did it, because on the basis of what he heard. And then he went ahead, you know, he's pardoned Scooter Libby. He's got a number of other conservatives. Scooter Libby never should have been in there in the first place. Shame on you, Dick Cheney. But Dick Cheney is also not one of my favorite people. Dinesh D'Souza's films and his books, nothing short of brilliant. In fact, right up next to Michael Moore, that disgusting moron. Well, I probably shouldn't use the word moron. That disgusting person, okay? He's obviously not a moron. His books, like in the first, his movies are the first and second best grossing movies out. There is a strong undercurrent of political support for Donald Trump in this country. And I think it's even greater and I don't know why it's taken so long after the exposure of the people on the far left in this country, and it keeps going on and on and on. and I don't defend Roseanne Barr for a second for what you said. Inexcusable, dumb. And now the question comes up in terms of ethics and legality as to whether they should have pulled her job. I think they should have demanded a retraction like they would have done if every other left-wing Samantha Bee. Oh, please, come right out and say they're sorry, and it's like it never happened. Roseanne broke down. She went back to ABC, pledging to give her another chance. Look, blamed it on some drug use. I don't know. I don't care. How can anybody in their right mind come out and make a statement that she made about Valerie Jarrett? I don't make those statements in private. Whether I believe them or not, I don't make that. I would never say anything like that in private. And people are born the way they're born. I'm not talking about those who were transformed into a career of crime. They're born the way they're born. And I accept all of them, except those people who commit crimes, sell out their country and their people. That's different. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what your IQ is. I want to know what your value system is. Not talking about Roseanne Barr's value system right now. I want to get back and talk about Dinesh D'Souza's. This is Stu Taylor.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code Stew. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code Stew. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Governor Mike Huckabee. Whether you're in Beantown or the rest of America, I'm sure you know that if it's the Red Sox, it's Boston. But if it's business, it's Stu Taylor on business.
Are you sincere when you say I love you? Are you sincere when you say I'll be true?
Do you mean? Oh man, I'll tell you, Andy Williams. So Dinesh D'Souza. I just was beginning my discussion about my relations with him. I've had him on for every movie. I've had him on for every book. And I think this guy's the top of the earth, and you can read into the case. Obama's given millions of dollars of illegal donation. I mean, how would I even begin talking about what all the Democrats have done, and certainly not a lot of Republicans, about giving thousands and millions of illegal donations? He gave $20,000 to two women he knew who needed some help. I think it was $10,000 each, and then they repaid him. Should have he done it? No. Was he aware of it? No. I mean, why would you get yourself in big trouble for that kind of money? I got someone who basically stopped talking to me when I was doing sports radio because they wanted to borrow my press pass to the Red Sox game. And I said, I that'll be the last game I go to. I can't give you Red Sox credentials to use in my name. And for some reason, he got really ticked off. I've never spoken with him since. Common sense. Common sense. And there are a number of instances like that. I'm sure we've all run into them, but I won't bore you with the two or three that are going through my mind. So D'Souza said that when he came on my shows, I mean, we talked at great length off the air, and he is fine. He paid back those. He suffered 8 months in one of these detention centers with murderers and drug dealers for this. Obama made it as hard on him as he could until his term was up, and from what I understand to this day, the far-reaching effects of Barack Obama are still going after him. This is America. First of all, for what he did, you know what that deserved? A reprimand, a slap on the hand. There was no intent to gain anything. He didn't know. You know, we do things we don't know. You made a mistake. I'm going to charge you $100 for this parking ticket. Don't do it again. Not if you live in the United States of America under Barack Obama. This is the antithesis of what his platform is based upon. So Trump, and I'm happy to say he called him personally. D'Souza was talking about how he was targeted on a film that he made about the Obama administration that you should get and see. Even though he had been pardoned, his files are still being red flagged about his opposition to President Barack Obama. Quote from Dinesh D'Souza. I was in my office just working away, and the operator came on the line and said, "Is this Dinesh D'Souza?" He said Friday. And there was Trump. Said the president's told him he's been a great voice for freedom, and I've got to tell you, man to man, you have been screwed. See, Trump is your average, in so many ways, the contradiction. And my guess, he's only worth $2 billion now. I mean, does it matter? But the contradiction is he's the people's man. He talks in people's language. He's the kind of guy that can sit around in a bar room and, like it or not, ladies, it's the way a lot of guys talk. D'Souza said that Trump told him he was reviewing the case and knew from the beginning that it was fishy. And Trump has a way of dramatizing things, but he said he felt a great injustice. In May, here are the details. Are you ready? I don't want to be vague about them. So I managed to get him out somewhere so I wouldn't misspeak. In May 2014, Dinesh D'Souza, he's 57, by the way, he admitted he illegally had reimbursed two straw donors who donated $10,000 each to the unsuccessful 2012 Senate campaign in New York of Wendy Long, a Republican he had known since attending Dartmouth College in the early 80s. He also personally gave $10,000 to the campaign when the legal limit was $5,000. Sounds like a life sentence to me. Doesn't matter. Because voices of people with consciousness, with consciences, they don't speak up. Maybe they'll speak up now, and I commend Alan Dershowitz. I commend Donald Trump. I wish Dershowitz were formally working on Trump's campaign, but he isn't, because I know he wouldn't be a straw in that campaign if he were helping Trump through these things on a full-time basis. You can be sure you'd be getting the best effort from the best attorney. And he's no kid anymore. Dershowitz is 78, but he just keeps going. Back then, there was an attorney who Trump let go was part of his organization for the early stages, and he's another left-wing radical, Preet Bharara. Do you remember him? Another New York attorney. He accused D'Souza, following his sentencing, of willfully undermining the integrity of the campaign's finance process. When do I start laughing and when do I stop? The conservative author has written several books on politics and religion and the films. 2016, Obama's America and Hillary's America. He's got courage. He says he's stronger emotionally than ever. And he's got a new movie coming out soon, I think, or a new book. This is courage. He's, yes, of Indian descent, and as far as I'm concerned, he's a true-blooded American. I wish American-born populace out there who are afraid to speak up would show some guts. All right, we'll be back.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move. I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing.
Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street-smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
A dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Oh, what a girl! Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
You know who sang that?
No, who?
Johnny Burnett.
Johnny Burnett. How old is that song?
Look it up. That song is 1957, I think.
Okay. We like that. We're fans.
I was born in 1906.
1961. Hannah just researched it, too. 1961. Yep.
Now I'm disturbed from my thought process on this show, how I could have been off so much. I have to rethink it, but I probably shouldn't use these two segments to do it. I'm just one, because I'm usually pretty close. Wait a minute. 19... What year?
1961.
I'm sorry. I just realized it is 1960 or 61. I just put it all together. Another case of a, to use a polite word on radio, a mind cramp as opposed to the others. But that's, you know, a brain cramp.
It happens. We're all human.
Yeah, because I know that one like the back of my hand. So, this is a case... That this Dinesh D'Souza case, as an immigrant, just the simple haunting sound of the United States against Dinesh D'Souza, an army of FBI agents going around after you, and now a congressional committee has a copy of his file, a file that the FBI had been refusing to release to Congress for a long time. Why is he red flagged? He is red flagged because, as a conservative critic of the Obama administration, that's par for the course. You're looking at a dictator. You're looking at someone who is violating every tenet and amendment of the United States Constitution. You're looking at an ex-president, Barack Obama. I hate even refer him. You know, in all the years he was president, maybe once or twice I called him. I couldn't even give him the distinguished salutation of calling him president. And I know now I'll call him Barry Soltieri, Hussein Obama. And Dinesh D'Souza wants to know, why is that in his file? It's in his file because the FBI is signaling to Eric Holder, the Justice Department, here's a guy you may want to go after. Here's a guy who's one of your political enemies. And so is the kind of way this signaling works. The signaling within the government is targeting D'Souza for selective prosecution. It was Obama's movie that angered the then president, and that nothing, believe me, if it weren't for this movie, nothing would have happened. D'Souza, even though obviously he's much higher profile than I am, would have just gone along and along and along. Too many people to go after other than what would have been someone who was less productive with information. Shouldn't it be a matter that the penalty is proportionate to the crime? I only hope, and I mentioned the terminology, term limits yesterday. There are so many cases, so much to learn. I mean, my goodness, when you think of the legal profession to learn it, forget it. You know, they bring on outstanding personalities like John Napolitano and Jonathan Turley and, you know, and Alan Dershowitz. And I mean, I'm amazed at not only how much they know, how well they are able to articulate it. And there's always question in some of the protocol. They actually have more confidence in Alan Dershowitz. But this is complicated stuff. Dinesh D'Souza said it was the Obama movie that angered the president. He since has become familiar with the campaign finance, but he had no idea then. No American in this country's history has ever been indicted, let alone prosecuted, let alone locked up for doing what Dinesh D'Souza did. Not one single case. But Eric Holder, best buddies with Barack Obama, decided to take this and make it a case. And you can only believe this in America, that Eric Holder is considering running for president. If he just runs for president, I mean, it's just positively unbelievable. I don't care about any of these people running for president right now. None of them concern me. Because if Trump can finish what he's accomplishing at the rate he's accomplishing in by the year 2020, or the year that the campaigns begin to get into full fold after the midterm election, how can Trump lose? There aren't that many dumb people in this country. And there are even fewer dumb people when you look at the number of people who are so naive, uneducated, ignorant, maybe living in the mountains somewhere. They're probably Trump supporters to begin with. There's got to be some new wave of social media. I think of social media having its first really dramatic effects with Howard Dean and his Ground Roots campaign. Unfortunately, as nice as the guy is personally, and I know from someone very close to me who knows Howard Dean very well, that he is a great guy. And then you take someone out of the personal setting and you put him into a political environment. And then you can use an eight-letter word. I had to spell it out here to make sure, to describe them. It's pretty amazing. And Obama went ahead and was vindictive, and he was raging about it on his website. And he and Trump have this in common. Although I can understand, because of the support Obama has, he can go for it. He could say anything about anyone. But Trump, he doesn't have that support, at least in the mass media. And he can't really go out and go after it. And yet, he's got the courage to do it. I'm very thankful for Trump giving those rights back to Dinesh D'Souza. And D'Souza said, as many, many people say, take a look at Mike Flynn and so many others, Scooter Libby. He volunteered to plead guilty. But on Friday, now that the pardon's been issued, he said he was pushed into doing that. I wouldn't be surprised to see if Obama, with his tentacles, could do something else to go after him. The comment was, the government said that we're going to charge you with violating campaign finance law, and you're going to plead guilty or not guilty. You say, I'm thinking, well, maybe I won't plead guilty. And then the government says, well, okay, and now we're going to put a second charge on top of that and a third charge. It's got a technical word to it. It's called filing a false document. See, this is the trapper in the United States of America. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'd say it's gone except for the blessing of Donald Trump. We'll wrap it up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code Stew. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code Stew. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, folks. I'm Dinesh D'Souza. I made the movie 2016, Obama's America, also the movie America, Imagine a World Without Her. My latest film is Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. I'm a big fan of Stu Taylor. Love being on his show.
We're back, and I think you can tell I got kind of an affinity here for Dinesh D'Souza, thinking how he took his life in his hands, and I am not being overly dramatic on this. You should read the books he wrote and the danger he had when prisoned for giving a few thousand dollars more of campaign money when nobody gets indicted for that. This is the guy who was president of the United States, Barack Obama, who's now building, I think, a $1.1 billion library or something in Chicago. I think it was going to be in Hawaii. And he is a plague on this earth. It's really unbelievable. And this is the case you want to look at. So he got threatened. Okay, if you want to plead innocent, then we'll do another one. He said, you know, you're forced often. You are so forced into this. And then you know what it costs to retain an attorney? And then you got to worry about losing. I'm talking people with money. Lose your house. Lose your marriage. Lose your kids. You want to talk about stress? This is used against the, and I'll say innocent of this country, or the innocent people of this country. It's a way of forcing you to submit. And then, of course, you know, the holier than thou put on a very self-righteous robe and say, well, he voluntarily pleaded. BS. Dinesh D'Souza said he was put in a halfway house in San Diego for 8 months, sleeping overnight in a dormitory, which had 120 hardened felons. And how he came out of it was a miracle. Now you look with other people Trump is going to side with, and it doesn't matter, because if Trump decides to side with them, it's a good thing. It's a bad thing for all of us. It doesn't matter what he does. Tom DeLay, who I've had on this show, tough politician, but please tell me the crimes. And then there are two others who fall into that category of you know what. Questionable. Martha Stewart, I mean, I think she should be pardoned. And I'm only making this on a comparative level to what happens to other personalities, most of them left-wingers. You saw when Eric Holder let so many bad people go that he pardoned before he left in Obama. I mean, you look at it, you could scream. Some of them traitors to this country. And now you look at Mark Rich, for example. Clinton asking for Eric Holder to let him go, and he let him go. I mean, you just couldn't even believe. Was it Eric Holder? Yeah, it was Eric Holder. So does that make it Obama? It doesn't matter. Let Mark Rich go. Man went overseas. Clinton had some kind of a relationship with his wife. I know his financial. I'm not saying for sure whatever else it was, because I don't know, or at least I temporarily forget whether they engaged in sex. I have no idea. So D'Souza said it was an eye-opening experience, and he came out of it fine. And then, you know, as I say, we could look at a lot of these people, Martha Stewart, D'Souza, Rod Blagojevich. I just have to tell you that when people say, who are the most, some of the most, you know, the mayor of Chicago who got caught trying to sell a seat in the state senate. I don't know what it is about Chicago politicians. It's like New Jersey politicians, New York politicians, up in Louisiana politicians. See, it's in the air. It's an infection. So Rod Blagojevich gets convicted and sentenced to about, I don't know, 14 years at least. And he's making his case, and he comes and he writes a book. I mean, he was not shy. He writes a book about the injustice of that. And he came on my show, I think, honestly, for a full hour. He asked if he could stay on longer. Defending his position. My job was to listen to him defend his position. It wasn't to make a judgment. He wrote a book. If he came on and didn't write a book, it would have been a different interview. He was defending his decision. And I never will forget when the decision ended, or the show ended, and I thanked him for appearing. He stayed on the phone with me another 25 minutes, just me, ranting and raving and begging me to listen to his position that he was innocent. Some people are just flat out interesting. Rod Blagojevich is one of them. And I just think, and I can't even give you a logical reason, because very often we don't function on logic. I'd like to see Rod Blagojevich out there. I'd like to go to lunch with him, a dinner. He's a fascinating guy. I want to thank everyone for listening as we approach the weekend. And if you want the time of your life, go to Century House. C-E-N-T-U-R-Y. I've gone there 8 straight years in Nantucket. They're running all kinds of specials. Go to CenturyHouse.com. Make your reservations. You won't believe it.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,